NBC News Radio, I'm Chris Garagio. Federal health officials say the U.S. has reached 42 million COVID-19 cases since the start of the pandemic. The CDC's coronavirus tracker confirmed that milestone today with another 70,000 cases reported in the past 24 hours. The increase comes just a week after the country reached 41 million cases. Nearly 677,000 deaths have been reported so far. The CDC says about 76% of eligible Americans have received at least one COVID vaccination. Police and FBI agents are searching a nature preserve near Sarasota for the fiance of a missing Florida woman. Northport Police spokesperson Josh Taylor says detectives are looking for Brian Laundry, who is a person of interest in the disappearance of Gabby Petito.
We don't have a crime, you know. We're looking for somebody. You know, I mean, that's it. I mean, we can't go just pulling people in. Certainly has the Fifth Amendment, not to speak. And, you know, we're respectful of that. We get it. We're frustrated.
22-year-old Gabby Petito went missing in August during a cross-country trip with Laundry. Police went to Laundry's house last night, but he is now missing as well. His family says they haven't seen him since Tuesday. Police have begun searching Carlton Reserve, which encompasses 25,000 acres, since Laundry's family believes he recently went hiking there. The Justice for J6 rally near the Capitol ended this afternoon. It was peaceful. Organizer Matt Brainard said the goal was to bring attention to the treatment of hundreds of suspects in the January 6th attack on the Capitol. The rally drew a smaller than expected crowd. Only about 200 people showed up. A heavy police presence kept a watchful eye on the rally. The world's first all-civilian space crew is preparing to return to Earth after a three-day mission. SpaceX's Inspiration 4 mission's four-person crew includes a CEO, a cancer survivor, an engineer, and a professor. It's the first time that a rocket went into orbit without actual astronauts on board. Splashdown off the coast of Florida is set for 7:06 p.m. Eastern. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.